podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
Hey everybody, it's Tim, the TN Tancast, and the guy with two M's in his name, according to ABC's Wipeout. I want to come up and apologize before this show starts. I was in kind of a bad mood when we recorded this, which is really unfortunate, because it was the episode I got to talk about my experiences on the show Wipeout, and talk about the D23 Expo. I also want to apologize, because I know a lot of people tuning in are tuning in to hear me talk about Wipeout, but we don't talk about that till later in the show, and I remember I condemned Kevin Smith for doing the same thing. Like, you know what you want to listen to? Talk about that first! So I'm sorry I didn't do that, and I'm sorry I feel like I sound more sour on the D23 Expo, and I think it sounds negative about Wipeout, and it shouldn't. I enjoyed the D23 Expo, and I really had a great time doing Wipeout. I hope to talk about them more positively in the future, but in the meantime, let's get on with the show.
Today is a good day to wipe out
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast. I have a podcast I do with my two old roommates. Our names are Tim, Andy, and Noah, so we called it Tancast because we are not creative. And basically we talk about movies and TV and, you know, current events, but really it's just an excuse for us to get together about once a week and insult each other's mothers for about an hour, and it's a good time. But it's filled with inappropriate content, inappropriate language. Like, our most popular bit is this debate we did about whether or not you could stop Superman from raping you if you wanted to. Yeah, spoiler alert, no. It's gonna happen. And happy thoughts. But if you ask, like, if you're clean on stage, why do you have this sweaty podcast? The best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing. Like you're in church and someone cuts off.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast.
Welcome.
Motherfuckers.
You're here and you're queer.
Some of you are, probably.
And when you hear this noise, that means there's a link in the show notes to whatever the hell we're jibber jabbering about. I'm Tim, the left nut in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the right nut in Tancast.
And I'm Andy, the dick in the middle of Tancast.
There we
Hilarious.
Go.
Hilarious.
Nailed it. First time.
Here's what's awesome. People are tuning into this episode for the first time, probably, because of what we're going to talk about. They have no context for that.
Well, they can go back a couple episodes and figure it
They're
out.
They're not going to go back. They're just going to turn it off.
All right, well, fuck them.
No.
You hear that? People about to hit turn off? Fuck you. Everyone who stayed, we love you.
We didn't want you here anyways.
And that's why we are number 7 millionth and 26th on the iTunes charts.
There's so many reasons we're down.
Wouldn't it be awesome if iTunes actually had that level of specificity? No, actually it wouldn't be, because Tim would spend his days reloading iTunes. We're up one, we're down two. No, just me?
What?
All right.
I would spend my days doing what?
You would spend your days reloading iTunes and going, we're up one, we're down two.
Oh, I thought you were implying that I was affecting the stats by reloading iTunes. You were just, I was commenting on them
yes,
all the time.
Yes, that you would just
Hilarious.
Be.
That's what you should do, Tim. You should just go to the library and just download Tancast and on as many computers as you can. Just like.
Wouldn't I have to install iTunes on those computers?
Yeah, whatever. Make
Probably.
It happen, dude.
Seems like a lot of work.
You want Tancast to be awesome, don't you?
Tancast is awesome.
Well, if Tancast was going to be awesome, I'd have to leave. You guys could replace me with Jerry. He's funny.
We couldn't replace you, Andy, with one person. Because you're fat.
Because I am fat. I am Fatty McFatterton. I am Fatty Fat Fat Double Fats.
Fatter than Ben Affleck and Mallrats.
Fatter indeed than Ben Affleck and Mallrats.
So, is this going to be a short episode this time?
I think so, right? I thought you had somewhere to be.
I do have plans. So, do you want to discuss both of your things, or just leave one for later?
Oh, you mean D23?
Yeah, well, not only D23, but also...
No, I meant that's the one you want to leave for later?
Oh, no. I wasn't necessarily picking one. I'm just saying, do you want to split it up? I'm asking you what you would like to...
Well, we could probably discuss them both. I don't have that much to say about D23.
Oh, okay.
Alrighty. Did you take an upper decker at D23?
No.
Why not?
Okay.
It was too crowded to get to the goddamn bathroom.
Oh, all
right. It was crowded.
Well, you should have just taken a dump right there.
Yeah, well, I didn't think about it.
You should have just climbed up really high somewhere.
Well, I was on the third floor.
There you go.
Went off
That's up
during the vintage Disneyland presentation.
Was there a shelf in the room?
No.
Damn it.
Apparently it's going to take longer than I thought to talk about D23.
Yep.
Jesus Christ. I'm trying to stretch out, baby.
I thought you wanted this to be. You just said you had plans.
I do, but I'll give you a little.
Well, then shut the fuck up.
I'll give you a little filler.
Jesus Christ! I'm gonna give you some filler right up your ass, jizz filler.
Oh, we all know what kind of filler you're gonna give him up the ass.
Jizz filler.
Yes.
I said that.
I know, but we knew it before you said it.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. You did. What? Somebody did.
Shut up.
Write in if you knew before Tim said it.
Shut your damn mouth.
No. Shut your filthy mouth, motherfucker.
You dirty motherfucker.
So yes, D23, that shit sold. I missed all of Friday, which was two of the things I really wanted to see. The presentation on the Disneyland parks and resorts, like, you know, what's coming up in the future. Although apparently they talked about a lot about the new Cars Land area of California. Don't care.
Okay.
And then also Dick Van Dyke has a quartet. I may have talked about this last week. I can't remember.
You mentioned it.
Okay. He has a quartet called the Vantastics, and they were going to sing, and I did not get there in time to see them.
Oh, sad like cancer.
I did get there just in time to see fireworks from the freeway.
Ooh.
Good times.
Someone's bombing Anaheim!
No. So then Saturday, like, literally the event was sold out on Saturday, and, like, I got there at... My mom and I got there at 7:45, and we still, in this huge auditorium, were on the upper deck of the first thing, the first presentation that was at 10:30.
Woo.
Like, upper, like, there was, well, I mean, there was only two floors, but still, we were way up in the top. And, like, people who got there maybe 30 minutes after me didn't get in.
Oh, that sucks for them.
And it was also one of those annoying things where they made you check your cell phone and any other electronic devices, you know, cameras and whatnot.
Mm.
So we had to go through that checking process on the way in, and then this big bottleneck on the way out as everybody's trying to get their crap back, just so we wouldn't show you the footage of the Avengers movie.
Jesus Christ.
And how was it?
I mean,
yeah,
because
you
cool.
can't have any shaky, shitty, no-sound camera phone videos of that leaking out.
What's worse is, okay, so they check yourself, they check your electronics on the way in, and they queue you up in this zigzag line. But literally, there is nothing in between the zigzag line and just the general floor, you know, like the exhibit floor. Some of them could just easily pass you a cell phone, a camera, and in fact, the person next to me had a full-on laptop.
Nice.
And then started to, you know, work on it, and then security goes, "You need to put that away." To which her response was, pointing down to the floor, "That person has one." I'm like, "Well, now you're both gonna get kicked out. What did that serve? Just close it. At least he wasn't gonna kick you out, but now he is. Bye bye."
Did she get kicked out?
Wow, that was creepy.
Inquiring minds want to know.
No one I synced up before the show.
It was in the same like tempo and cadence and everything.
Yeah, well, we touched our penis tips together before the show.
Wonder Dorks power activate.
Wonder Dorks.
No, she didn't get kicked out.
Oh,
excellent.
But only because she shut it when everybody in her row flashed her look like, "Fucking, I will throw it down there."
That would have been me.
Why do people have to be that way? Like, why do they have to be like, "You know what? I'm just going to be an asshole."
I don't know.
Oh, you mean like me?
Yeah, you. Asshole.
Saying shit like, "Oh, how nice of you to bring a Frisbee."
I have no idea what's going on.
Oh, got you. You lost me for... I was like, "Who brought a Frisbee? What the fuck are you talking about?"
I'm going to take that from you and huck it.
So then you
have it back
when
you find all the
pieces.
No idea what Andy's talking about.
He's talking about throwing that lady's stupid laptop.
Yep.
As a Frisbee.
Oh, okay.
See, I told you,
yeah,
no one I synced up before
too.
The show.
You lost me a little bit.
Well,
maybe we didn't touch our tips together hard enough.
Yep.
Next
time we got to slap the balls against each other. Low two.
Shut up! So Lasseter comes out. John Lasseter, head of Pixar.
Love that guy.
And they talk about all this stuff coming up from Pixar, including a movie that I thought was pretty cool sounding called Wreck-'em Ralph. And it's about like a Donkey Kong type character who lives in a video game but doesn't want to be a bad guy anymore. So he goes to the arcade to try and find a video game he can be a good guy in, including a clear Halo ripoff.
Nice.
And some sort of like candy game. I'm not really sure what it's supposed to be, and they didn't really show too much more of that. But there's like a villain support group at the beginning of it, and there's like a Pac-Man ghost leading it. It looks pretty cool. So he's like an 8-bit character, but then he's fleshed out into like a real, you know, regular Pixar character once you go behind the screen of the arcade. And he was voiced by Walkhard. What was that guy's name? John C. Reilly?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I thought you were saying someone's name was Todd
Walkhard. I was like,
Walkhard.
Todd Walkhard?
I
don't know who Todd Walkhard is.
And he didn't come out, but I think Sarah Silverman was one of the voices, and she showed up. But, like, she showed up, said one thing, and went back. Now, you've gone to Comic-Con. Does this happen a lot where, like, we've got a special guest, and then the celebrity comes out, and then they just say one thing and leave?
No, that has never happened. Like, when I've been to Comic-Con, they'll usually, like, we have a special guest, and they'll come out, and they'll actually sit down and, like, join the panel.
Yeah, so, okay, so then they because this gets worse. Then they get taught, they show, talk about Monsters University, which is the prequel to Monsters, Inc., and they're like, John Goodman and Billy Crystal didn't want to leave you guys empty-handed, so they made you this video, and, like, the video fades up, and Billy Crystal's first words are, "Hi, nerds!" I thought it was funny. And then then John Goodman is there. They're both standing next to each other. And John Goodman's like, "Yeah, I'm really sorry I couldn't be there." And Billy Crystal goes, "Speak for yourself. I'm there." And then he walks off camera and he walks on stage. Literally says one sentence, and they fade back out and show a clip of something else, and then he's gone. I'm like, "You've got one of the fucking best comedians ever
for a fucking walk-on."
Not ever, but I mean, he's a pretty good fucking comedian. Fucking let him work the room for a little bit.
I don't really understand. Like, why would you bring someone so big all the way there? Just for, like, a second. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that doesn't... Like, I guess people be kind of excited, but, like, that was it? All right.
That's a lot of expense for one joke.
Everybody kept saying, that was it? Why did we bother seeing him? Why did he fly all the way? And then, like, I saw that there was, like, some sort of red carpet out afterwards where, like, MTV and people were, like, filming and interviewing people. I'm like, I would rather have seen that. I could have seen that from the comfort of my hotel room, apparently. But, like, I would rather, you know, interview them. But anyway, so, like, have you guys heard of John Carter?
Yeah, John Carter of Mars.
Right.
I've heard of it because I listen to comic book podcasts, and they keep bringing it up, but other than that, I had not heard of it before.
Okay, I hadn't heard of it before this either, but apparently it inspired, like, a bunch of stuff like Superman and Star Wars and things like that. So they're making a live-action movie out of it, and they brought the stars, two of which I've never heard of, and the other was Willem Dafoe.
You know what sucks? If all those other things have drawn their inspiration from that, the fact that movie's coming out right now, everyone's going to be like, "Man, that's such a ripoff of, like, Superman meets Star Wars."
Yep.
But they talked to them for, like, because this was, like, the live-action section of the thing, so they were talking to them about their characters, and they were showing clips and talking about the clips and talking about, you know, the process of working with them. So, like, they talked for a while. Mostly the guy who played John Carter, which I'm like, I don't know you. Talk to Willem Dafoe. Jennifer Garner came out and talked for a while about her, not that long, but, you know, the director interviewed her about some new movie she's in where, like, she has a kid made of mud or something. I don't know. It sounded like some schmaltzy-ass shit.
She has a tar baby?
What?
What?
Stop it! Can you fucking check your fucking shit before you say it out loud? Like, is this gonna fucking derail us for no reason?
I'm so angry!
Am I providing a genuine bit of comedy, or am I just shitting on the momentum?
Well, blow me.
I love you, Andy.
I love you too, Noah. Let's touch penises again.
We'll leave Tim out of penis touching.
Yep.
Oh, darn it.
You don't understand the unrivaled power.
At least we didn't fail on Wipeout.
Oh, we're coming to that. So then the last live action thing was the Avengers, and they're like, unfortunately, Josh Whedon is still filming with Sam Jackson and Chris Evans and, I can't remember who else, but so they brought out, like, the guy who plays Hawkeye, he's in a lot of other shit, I can't remember his name though. They brought out Thor, Scarlett Johansson, some chick who was in the preview. I'm like, who the hell is that? And then they bring her out. I'm like, who the hell is that? I still don't know. And then Robert Downey Jr. So first they show a clip that, you know, we've never seen before. And then they bring all them out. And finally they hand Robert Downey Jr. a mic. And he goes, "Hey, everybody, who wants to see that clip again?" And a couple people cheer. Not all of us. Because I was like, no, I got it. I get it. Yeah. Samuel Jackson talks to the bad guy for a really long time. I'm solid. I guess that was enough for people to cheer long enough for them to douse the lights and show the preview again. Robert Downey Jr. bolts off stage, and apparently the rest of them had not seen enough footage yet, so they all turned around and watched it. And at that point, I was really jealous of the front row, because Scarlett Johansson was wearing a miniskirt and standing with ass first towards the front row. I was like, that's why you go to D23. That's Disney magic.
That's probably CGI ass.
You don't need to go to D23. Noah tells me they got free ass in the Castro.
Yeah, but not the ass you want to see.
Yeah, not Scarlett Johansson's ass.
No, it was a dude's ass, and he was wearing a cock ring.
See?
Although there was a topless lady, not Scarlett Johansson, and I didn't get a good look because I was with someone. I was like, I probably shouldn't be, like, investigating. but I had to, like, kind of, you know, look from afar.
Just go skip it up. Titties! And then skip away.
Thank you for showing those to me.
Tip your hat.
Today is a delicious day.
Control
Thank
S.
you for your titties. Ass
titties, titties make the world go
ass
round.
Ass titties. Two round titties in your face.
But yeah, she looked to be very attractive and just topless.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
So anyway, so then that was the end of that. And then... one other thing. And I don't know if this is exciting to you guys, but Pixar is celebrating their 25th anniversary this year. And so, like, I think the president of Disney Studios brought out a cake for John Lasseter. And he goes, now, my mom or the teachers always used to tell me, if you bring cake to school, you have to bring enough for everybody. And all of a sudden, fucking tons of people show up with cupcakes that look like the little Pixar ball. And they pass them out to everybody.
Nice. Were they delicious?
No. But that is beside the point. They might have been if you like cream cheese frosting. Oh, I do not.
I love cream cheese frosting.
Well, then you would have loved it.
I would have. I would be like, no, thank you for the delicious cupcakes. I'm not going to be like Tim and shit all over your delicious cupcake-ness.
I didn't shit all over them. I just said they weren't delicious.
You shit all over them.
Had you not asked, there would have been nothing negative said about them.
You just put it right below your butt cheeks and just like, I got some chocolate frosting for your cupcake. Navy SEALs. You're right, we do say it like when it has nothing to do with anything.
Yep.
I mean, it's unrecognizable. Like, is that from Clerks? How? So anyway, so that was the reason I even thought of that is because after that I wanted to go see the 25th anniversary of Pixar panel, but if you went to see the studio's presentation, you had already missed the cutoff for the line for the Pixar panel, which was I think a good hour after that.
Oof.
And the next thing after that was Lion King 3D, so Mom and I were just like, fuck it, and we went back to the hotel. Then went to Disneyland, met up with Mousestalgia. There was a Mousestalgia meetup, and several Mousestalgia listeners are also Tancast listeners, so that was cool.
Nice, nice.
Got to meet up with our number one Harry Potter fan and the winner of the redheaded Disney Freak Tan Fight.
Nice. Meeting people, influencing people.
And Jen, who I don't know if she's claimed a number one anything.
Or number 57, or...
Anyway, so the Mousestalgia meetup was fun. We met up at the Country Bear restaurant, went on Pirates of the Caribbean, took us three boats for all of us in the meetup, and then some people siphoned off, but we still crammed an entire Jungle Cruise boat after that and, like, crammed it full. Like, people were, like, on top of each other.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Disney orgy. Woo, woo. Talk about an upper decker. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Finally got to go on the new Star Tours, but I got Naboo as the ending every time I went. I was like, God damn it! Because, you know, I don't know if you know this, the new Star Tours, like, it cycles through. You have a different beginning, a different middle, and different end every time. So, you know, like, I think there's three beginnings, three middles, and three ends. I kept getting Naboo as the end, and fucking we almost hit Jar Jar. I'm like, fucking hit him! Like, by the third time, I was yelling, shoot him!
Fuck Jar Jar!
In his asshole.
Yep.
So that was the Mousestalgia meetup. And then the next day, I missed the Marvel panel because we shut the park down. Like, a bunch of us stayed at Disneyland, like, trying to get on Star Tours as many times as we could until it was like 1 a.m. by the time I got to go to the hotel.
Now, did you shut it down like we did when we were in high school, where security is like literally right behind us?
No. Main Street was still open.
Oh, okay.
So I missed the Marvel panel, and then just kind of just hung out on the floor. So then I had to make a choice between going to the Star Tours behind the scenes panel or the next panel in that room right after it, which was vintage footage from Vintage Disneyland. But if you went to Star Tours, you were probably not going to make it. You were, like, by the time you got out, the line would already be full for the next one. And they were not fucking kidding. Before Star Tours even started, I would say that line was over 100 deep.
Oof.
I was like, Jesus Christ, people. You've oversold this.
Yeah.
People love Disney.
You really need more panels. Well, I mean, you know how many tickets you've sold.
Yeah, yeah. Like, fucking nothing's going on in the arena. Like, the main arena that holds, like, a shit ton of people. Like, the same thing with Dick Van Dyke. Like, that they put them in a smaller venue, and that shit, like, the line was full, like, I would say 2 to 3 hours ahead of time, I was told.
Wow.
Then, so that was D23.
They really need better event planners.
Yeah. But... That's not why people are tuned in to hear this episode.
No, they're not. They're here for Noah's sexy voice.
Go for it, Noah.
Hi, ladies.
Good night, everybody.
Listen to your man. Now listen to me.
Now listen to my cock drop on the table.
Thunk, thunk.
Thunk.
And then like a little party favor noise. Be careful, this cock blows back.
Jesus.
What, too soon?
No, just at the right time.
Oh. So anyway, I think I heard you had a little adventure that you may not remember.
I don't know if anybody was watching ABC on Thursday night at about 8 o'clock.
I've watched that like 3 or 4 times now to show different people on. Just it's funny every time.
So I should stay off the bat that I signed a non-disclosure agreement, so there's some things I'm not going to be able to talk about, but there's some things I am going to talk about. Because why not fucking flesh that shit out?
Yep.
So I figure maybe we could all watch it at the same time and comment as it happening. So I'm going to send you guys a link.
Oh, already? I was about to say, how the fuck am I at my TV, dog?
Because I did not put this on YouTube. So this is in the show notes. I did not put this on YouTube, ABC, if you're listening. Bob did. So sorry, Bob. Sold you up the river. Bob did it. Hold it. Hey, everybody. This is Tim Babb from the future. Since we recorded this, Wipeout put my run on its YouTube page. So Wipeout has an official YouTube page. They put my run on it. And so here's the link right here. Totally legal. Don't have to worry about anybody being upset.
So, did you hurt your leg when you're doing a little scoot thing?
No.
Oh, because you did it at the party, and you're like, oh, I can't talk about that. Or you just want to talk about that you actually did it during the show?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Does everybody have it loaded up?
Yep.
Yes.
Pause at the very beginning?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, so listeners, if you want to watch it and do this audio commentary along with us, get ready to start. In 3, 2, 1, play.
I love the squeak. Oh, I had to translate kaplaw
okay,
for
so
my wife.
Okay, so originally when they interviewed me, like, I was talking about all this nerdy Star Trek stuff. So when I say kaplaw there, but they edited all that out, so that kaplaw has no, like, there's no explanation.
And apparently you
I don't know why they put an
right
extra
there.
M on my name.
It's for motherfucking.
Did they ask you what you would do with the money?
They did. I said I have a newborn baby, so it would buy me some diapers for a couple weeks.
Nice.
No joke. Oh, Tim, hanging on.
Oh, I don't remember that at all.
So when do things get hazy?
Right there. Like, I don't even seem like, oh. I thought I would swim. Like, as soon as that hit me, like, my legs were so tired. All of a sudden, like, I fell in the water, and my legs were like, fuck you, I'm not swimming. I didn't ask for this.
And that was just the beginning?
Idea.
Like, you hadn't done stuff before
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that first, no, I hadn't done anything before that. But keep in mind, I had driven all the way down there, and I was, like, on no sleep, and, you know, Michael was kind of keeping me up. Well, not yeah. Michael wasn't really keeping me up, but I just, you know, new father,
ooh,
not getting sleep. That there was mud in my ear for like a week.
Oh. Fuck, you just got rocked.
That shit was in there
How
deep.
How was that? Just getting hit in that face with that thing. Do you remember?
I don't even remember what happened.
I
this
love
is another
that
one.
You
like, I remember stepping onto the
missed.
Big balls. I don't remember what happened afterwards.
I love that motivator's coming for your ass.
I had no idea.
Now, do they tell you you have to try? Like, why wouldn't people just fall in on purpose and then just swim?
Well, they don't. I don't want to say anything because, like, I don't want to say too much because, you know, I don't want to give people an advantage who are trying out for the show. But, like, you know.
Well, right. But, like, you know, if I watch the show enough where I know that there's going to be a part where you're going to possibly fall in the water. You're probably going to fall in the water. Why not just fall in the water to begin with? And get over with and just swim. Like, they don't make you go back, right?
No,
okay, that's what I was wondering. Like, what motivates you to try?
Well, I mean, like, listen, like, nobody wants to see yeah. a bunch of people not try. Like, no one's going to tune in and watch that.
Well, right. I wasn't saying, like, you just step out and just drop in the water immediately. But, like, you know, kind of.
That's another part I don't remember. Oh. And now that I've seen it, I know why. Because I went fucking face first.
Oh,
thing.
Man.
I like how when you get on the little roundabout thing, you just look exhausted. You're
boom.
Just like, I give up.
Like, that picture I posted to my Facebook where it's before and after. I was like, literally, look how much fucking excitement I have at the beginning, and I am fucking dead. Like, when I fell on that little circle, I stayed there for a good 5 minutes. Like, pretty much like that. Like, I rolled over, and they were able to get my vest open. I was like, oh, oxygen. I remember that.
Oh, I like when you just try to step off the thing, and you're just like, clunk. Like, you didn't even make it.
Yeah, that's me jumping. Like, I wasn't trying to step off. I was trying to jump. My legs are like, fuck off.
Well, they also fuck with you because the thing's
so
moving,
like,
downward, so.
Well, so they're like, okay, I think someone else is going to be on the course. I'm like, they can wait.
Yep.
If they get here, they can just stand on me.
I don't think they're going to be here right away. Besides, how awesome would it be for them to just have to stand on me?
That would be funny if the next word, like, a full-time failure is still there.
Failing as usual.
So, like, someone had to help me up and walk me back to, like, the trailer area. And, like, I was sitting down, just, like, I couldn't open my eyes because the mud from the sand was in my eyes and it was really burning. So I just kept my eyes closed and I was just leaning forward, like, over my knees. And then I was like, I'm just going to catch my breath. Okay, let me lean back. Nauseous. Okay, back to the leaning like this.
Damn, that shit fucked you up.
And, like, the people, the other content, because, like, they keep... Well, again, I don't know how much of this I'm allowed to say, but the 24 contestants, like, you're kind of in the same area. So people, I'd been pretty energetic up until that point, and then, like, I came back and they're like, well, fucking look at him.
Can I go home? I don't want to do this anymore.
Now, are you glad you did it?
Very much so. At the time, I wasn't. Like, so, like, we're in the bunnies section.
Yeah.
Where, like, the bunnies are shaking me up. Like, I couldn't get to my feet. I couldn't even fling myself off. I was just at the mercy of that thing. I was just like, oh, I just want this to be done.
And I can hear you under their audio, like, bunnies, what did I do to you?
Try to reason with the bunnies.
And then, as they're walking me back, I'm like, geez, I hope I didn't make the next round.
Wow, you're like, I don't want to go on anymore.
I didn't. I was like, I have made a huge error. Fortunately, I didn't. Full-time failure.
Now, Noah? Did you think at that, like, before they told, I mean, I'm sure at some point you didn't know, but did you think you had made it? Like, were you, like, kind of thinking, or were you pretty sure?
No, I thought I did I thought I was on the course way longer than I was. One of the things I didn't show is, like, I was climbing up one of the ladders, like, I'm sorry, nerds, I've let you all down. Like, I just felt like I was taking forever. I was like, is it fucking Wednesday now? Like, what? Not saying I started on any day, but, you know, like, that days had passed.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
We follow.
All right. Because I realized there's no, if you don't know what day I started, Wednesday means nothing. But I don't know what, was something else I wanted to say about it, but I can't remember now. Oh, those shoes are done. Like, I haven't worn them since.
So, those are your shoes?
Yes. Oh, that's the other thing. Like, I was gonna run the thing in my Star Trek uniform, which, again, would have explained the kapla and all the nerdy references, but then, at the end, they're like, no.
Now, I don't watch the show enough. Can you wear outfits? Like, funny outfits? Or are you just everyone's pretty basic?
Oh, yeah. They had one that was, like, nerds versus babes or something like that, and there was a guy dressed up as a Jedi. They've had all sorts of costumes on there.
People dressed up as wizards.
So when you're done, you're done. Like, you don't hang around. You just go.
Yeah, they're like, thanks. You can go now. But okay. I stole some free Cokes from the holding room. That's right. Wipe out. I took some Cokes. What are you gonna do about it?
Can you really steal free things?
No, they actually said, do you want to take some Cokes for the road? And I said, yes.
God, please, yes. Can I take a paramedic with me too? I don't know if I'm gonna.
Can
make
I bring
it back
Jill
home.
Wagner? Is she free?
Apparently she's not coming back next season, I hear.
Yeah, I heard that from my wife, too.
Tragedy. But here's one thing that I don't know if I should or shouldn't say, but I'm going to. Wipeout, like, the big thing is, like, what they want is, you know, like, people with a personality.
Yep.
Essentially. So you get basically a lot of, you know, when the drama club would hang out in high school and they would be kind of obnoxious?
Yes.
Or you'd be at a restaurant where they, like, now that you're an adult and you're in a restaurant where they are and you're like, oh, it's fucking loud, annoying kids. Imagine 24 of the alpha of that group together.
So just like big personalities?
Yes. And I know, I must have rubbed people the wrong way. But there were two people specifically who annoyed the shit out of me. Like, there was a lot of people, I should say, there was 22 people who were, well, 21. I'm not going to count myself. There were 21 people who were really cool, but there were two annoying motherfuckers.
You're cool. Fuck you.
That seems to be about par for the course.
The Wipeout course.
Now, I remember you were talking about one. We're talking about one specific person. Like, I don't know how much you want to get into that. Like,
I cannot get in. I prefer not to get into that. But yes, the person was just a douche and just very demeaning and dismissive to the Wipeout staff.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. I was like, fuck, they're the staff.
That seems odd to me. Like, you are a guest on the show.
Exactly.
Who the fuck do you think you are?
I was like, why are you so disrespectful?
Man, how awesome would it
fucking
have been if they'd been like,
Coke.
Oh, it sucks, but we only had 23 people show up today.
But I definitely had a good time. It was a lot of fun. Well, not in the moment, but afterwards, looking back. Like, in the moment, I was like, I texted my wife as soon as I was done. I was like, this was a horrible mistake.
It's like an orgy. You're super excited going in. You are very confused and frightened during. And looking back on it, you're like, yes, that is a story I can tell my kids.
Yeah, we're saving that one forever to show Michael.
You don't know which way is up.
You're getting hit in the face.
You're getting hit in the face with big soft things. You don't know what's going
all
on.
All of a sudden, you're face down on some big red balls.
All of a sudden, you just get splattered with goo.
You're in some liquid you don't
you
know.
Got shit in your ear for a week. And your shoes.
Like, literally, I'd be like, oh, man, my
away.
Ear itches. I put a Q-tip in there, sand from the Wipeout pit. I'm like, God damn.
Now, one thing I was curious about is, like, so you took some good hits to the chest. Like, I wonder how long that camera lasts, because they only showed, like, one view from your camera.
Oh, good point.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if it just gets wrecked, or they just, all the other stuff wasn't that interesting to show.
Yeah, or if it's built for that stuff, and it just, I didn't get another good faceplant, or, you know. Yeah.
It seems to be kind of a thing I've noticed, that they only show you the Wipeout cam, like, early on.
Hmm.
Then again, I would bet as soon as you go into that that muck, and that's almost always the second thing up. There's probably shit on the lens.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, but then you fall in the water, it probably washes off.
Well, if it's still in your ear a week later, it may... I can't tell how big the lens is, but, you know, it may be pretty fucked up at that point.
Can you talk about how they're launching that stuff at you? Like, were people throwing stuff at you?
I would love to tell you. I wasn't paying attention. All of a sudden, like...
Oh, okay.
That's why when it hits me, I was like, sweet Moses! Like, I wasn't expecting it. I don't know where it came from. Like, I didn't turn to look at it because I was like, I just got to get this obstacle done and then I never have to do this again.
And you can tell it's got some stank on it.
Someone has some good aim because they just bopped you right in the head.
Yeah, I think they were, like, I don't know if it was a water balloon or something. Like, just watching it on the tape because I don't even remember. I don't even remember getting hit with all that stuff.
It seems...
It's like a new experience for you, too.
It seems like you take that hit and you take a step. Like, you got to readjust for that thing coming at you.
That would have been awesome if I just fell off from the paint.
Oh, good times. Man, we were so excited at my house. Then when we found out that you didn't make it to the next level, we shut it off.
No. Yeah, I
we
did
were
too.
Sad. We were like, I can't watch the rest of this. Fuck all those people.
I was like, I didn't know how much of me was going to make the show. So I didn't, you know, I wasn't going to pump it up really for... too much. Like, I was like, hey, you might want to check out Wipeout, because I figured there'd be one shot of me getting hit by the fly swatter or something. And then all of a sudden, the East Coast, when it went live on the East Coast, my Twitter feed just lit up with people like, fucking, I see Tim Babb on Wipeout. I was like, oh, did they show a clip of me? They're like, no, they're showing your whole run. I was like, oh, shit! This is what I dreamed of!
That was pretty awesome. Like, when it starts off, and you're like, it's a good day to Wipeout! I was like, holy shit, it's Tim! Pause. I figured that might have been the only thing. So that's when I got, you know, got the camera out and, you know, took a picture and texted it over to you. And yeah, then just reveled in it for like 5 more minutes and then got sad.
Yeah.
I wonder if those other people get like a rest, like if they continue on or if they just have to like soldier on.
You'd have to ask somebody who's not a failure.
Could you tell if anyone felt like as wrecked as you did?
Yes. I got to see a couple other people, and they were just like, But then there was douchebags who came back with a spring in their step. Fuck you.
Okay, so it wasn't everyone. Some people were like, hey, that was a good little run. I'm all good.
Noah and I were chatting about you this week, Tim, and Noah's like, yeah, you know, I kind of wonder, like, would I have been able to do better? I don't know. I was like, well, I know how you can prove it. It's like, yeah, but, you know, I really don't need to go down there and get hit in the face that much.
Well, I was like, I don't need to go down there and dance like a little monkey. Yeah. Like, I don't think I can go down there and be like, yeah, I'm kind of curious how I'm going to do in the show. I figure I have to like kind of pump it up and sell myself. I'm like, I don't know if I'm really that interested in doing it.
I'll drive you to the audition, man. We'll get it done.
Like how I don't know if you can talk about this. How animated were you when you did your thing, your tryout?
My audition?
Yeah, your audition.
I was pretty animated. I mean, yeah, I was Tim. Like, I not like I kicked it up a notch to like obnoxious. Well, I did that the bowling celebration dance. For those of you who don't know that dance, I did dance is a strong word where I just drop and crawl around on my legs. I mean, without my legs, using my arms, I do that in bowling when I get a strike. And so they're like, wait, maybe I'm not supposed to say this part. Well, let's just say I did it at some point during my audition.
Alrighty.
Yeah, I just don't know if I could just, like, put myself, like, yeah, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I kind of try it, see how I do. I'd be curious.
I remember when I used to work at promotions for these two radio stations. At one time, both the radio stations were doing this movie premiere, and we only had me, and I was hoping to get somebody from the other station. And so Noah put on a shirt. At the time, the station was called B93. And so Noah put on a shirt, and he just kept yelling, give it up for the B! It's really funny. Doubly funny because
the B, everybody, give it up.
Doubly funny because the B was like centered towards old people. Like it's like it was definitely the over 40, over 50 crowd.
Yeah.
And no, what a young, spry black man
with fucking pierced
him.
Nose and big like gauges in his ears. What's up, the B? Oh God, the B.
Yeah, I think I just had a heart attack.
Does the B stand for black?
I'm frightened.
Get up for the black! was there anything else you wanted to mention about your adventure?
I think I got the major points I wanted to talk about.
Excellent.
Any other questions that I may or may not be able to answer?
Probably only questions you won't be able to.
No, I did not sleep with Jill. Yes, she asked.
<Just kidding. laughs> Of course she did.
She asked me to leave the set.
Can you talk about how long your interview was, like, before, like, the little back and forth? Because it was short on the show, but it looked like you were, like, because she looked like she was laughing at something different than what you had said, like, the way they edit.
I mean, I don't know if that may, she may have been laughing at that. I don't know about the editing, but yeah, she did ask me more questions than that. And because I remember I emailed the people in Wipeout. I'm like, can I talk about that? I totally blew the interview with Jill because I had more things I wanted to say. And for instance, because she asked me about being a Star Trek fan. And this was my comedian, thinks on his feet, comes up with clever, you know, bits. She's like, so I hear you're a Star Trek fan. Yep. Stared at her. She's like, you're giving me nothing. I'm like,
Did you get like a little like stage fright or
no? I just thought that was like, I hear you're a Star Trek fan. Yep. And then she would launch into another question about it, but like she wanted, that was it. She's like, I hear you're a Star Trek fan. Go say something funny.
Yeah, that's kind of a host fail.
Not necessarily.
Well,
I mean, she didn't just end the interview there. She moved on to she asked me a question about Captain Kirk. I can't remember what it was. But then at the very end, she asked me who would win in a fight, Captain Kirk or Han Solo. And I was like, oh, we did a tan fight about this. and I didn't say that, obviously. But I remembered, I'm sorry, whoever it is. I know you said this on the Facebook group, and I can't remember your name now. But I was like, they wouldn't fight. They'd team up and be best bros in the universe. And I was like, oh, I hope that makes it in.
It did not. It did not.
Was your wife excited to see you on the show?
Nervous and excited. Like, well, because she... Like, we were, okay, so first of all, like, all this stuff starts coming in from the East Coast, and I keep running in the room, I'm like, and they said they saw this, and they said they saw this, and she's like, you are getting so excited. But then when it came time to actually watch the show for us, like, Michael was fussing, and, like, we were trying to put him down, and it was time for him to go down, but he was fighting it. I was like, you just want Daddy to miss his self on TV. And, so, like, it took forever to finally get him down. Then we were kind of tired at that point. And so then we turned it on, and we weren't quite as excited as we could have been.
Oh, well.
But, I mean, yes, she was excited to see me. I will say that. My mom, okay. I was like, as soon as the full-time failure thing, I was like, oh, my mom is going to hate this. She's like, don't call yourself a failure. You're not a failure, young man.
Well, she just turned from what's-her-name from On Golden Pond? Wow. I can't remember her name. Catherine Hepburn?
Yes, Catherine Hepburn.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, you're not a failure. Wait, oh, wow.
You're doing it, Tim.
I'm done doing it, thank goodness.
Hollywood's going to come knocking on your door.
Earlier this season, they had like an all-star episode. Like, not all-star, but like people who have been on the show but didn't make it. I was like, oh, God, I hope they don't ask me for that if they do another one. I'm like,
really?
No.
You wouldn't do it again?
Yeah, I would, to be honest.
Okay.
I mean, as long as everybody in my household is okay with it, but...
Well, I mean, you know, like I wouldn't. I'm sure you could be a little bit better prepared, like, you know, make sure you get enough sleep.
Yeah,
and...
sleep. And, but, like, I wouldn't miss, like, Michael's, you know, swimming lesson or something for it.
Okay, now that you've done it, you're like, all right, I can...
Yeah, I'm like,
pass.
I'm pretty sure I still won't win if I try again. Like, I'm not... It's not like I was through and I was like, I know how I would do it differently next time. It's like, no, I would fail just like that.
You don't have your wipeout training regimen. You don't have your you know how like on Ultimate Ninja Warrior they have like their mock course. You don't have a mock course at home that you're training on.
Did you see that one guy who was talking about how he has a course in his backyard?
Yeah.
That him and his that guy was nice. He was a really cool guy. Just very genuine and nice to pretty much everybody. So clearly he was not the douchebag I was talking about earlier. But even him with the training in his backyard, he still didn't make it. So what are you gonna do
now? Did any of the people like look like really like I said, I didn't watch the whole episode. I stopped when you were off. But did any of the people like look like really physically fit?
Oh yeah, there was one guy I think who was an ex-Marine.
I think you mentioned that, but I wasn't sure. You know, ex-Marine could mean like I was fit at one time, but not anymore.
Well, I mean ex-Marine, or, like, you know, he fought in the fucking Civil War or anything. I mean like ex-Marine fairly recently.
Okay, well, I'm just wondering. Like, I was wondering if he kept up his fitness.
There was a couple people who, I would say just about everybody, including the women who are much younger than me, were more physically fit than I am.
Okay, me and Roberto were just wondering if they actually would pick like physically fit people, or if they want more like just your average Joe, because it'd be funnier.
I think they picked a pretty good mix. Now they say that, I don't know if everybody was more physically fit than me, but you know, they ran the gamut from pretty physically fit to average. To me, to below me. Not beneath
below you?
Me, not beneath me, but below me. Giggity.
Oh, yeah. Slurp-a-derp-derp.
That's one more thing I wanted to say. They said I was 33. I'm actually 34. What's up, Wipeout? Yeah. I tricked you.
They couldn't get your name right. You're 33. They don't tell you...
This is also not going to be in the show?
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, should we just wrap up the show and then we can ask?
Well,
let's
do the tan fight really quickly before we go.
What's that?
Can we do the tan fight really quickly before we go?
Oh, sure. Well, okay, well then...
I don't know if that's going to be really quick, though.
It's really stupid. I can't see us taking a lot of time on it.
Okay.
Well, okay, well, last call for wipeout questions. Well, you know what? Listeners, if you have any wipeout questions, email them in, tim@tancast.com, or send them to the Facebook or the Tancast Twitter. At Tancast on Twitter. Just search for Tancast on Facebook to find us. Or all those links are on Tancast.com. Or leave a comment, and then we'll hit any wipeout questions you may have that I can answer next week. And with that, Tan Fight, double time.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourself for Monday Night Tan Fight!
All right. So this week's Tan Fight is the 2011 Tim Olympics. We're going to give Tim a chance to redeem himself. Tim's going to run three separate events against a three-legged dog. It's going to be the 100-meter dash, the 100-meter hurdles, and the 100-meter freestyle swim.
In that order?
In that order. You got
dog
time to
takes
rest,
me at the swim at the end because I'm tired. You got to do the swim first.
You've got time in between them.
How much time?
A day. This is the Tim Olympics. It's going to be a half-week thing.
Oh, then I take that dog.
No, what
the
do you
three
think?
Three leg dog? Wait. So, what are the events again?
100 meter dash. So just flat out for 334 and change feet or whatever it is, whatever the conversion is.
The dog takes me on that one.
I agree.
Three legged dog beats Tim. All right. 100 meter hurdles. Now the dog's got to get over a hurdle that's, what are they, about 3 feet tall?
Which leg is he missing?
What was that?
What?
Which leg is he missing?
Now that is a good question. In my head, he had two front ones and one back one, but what do you guys think? Oh, I guess it's 110-meter hurdles is the standard Olympic, but whatever. We'll cheat you 10 meters forward, Tim.
Well, if it's back leg, I definitely beat him. If the front leg, I probably still beat him.
Yeah, see, I think the dog can... Well, because you're short, so...
I think the dog... So, this dog has been three-legged for a while, right?
Yes.
I think the dog would still beat you.
Wait, what size is this dog?
Let's say like a lab boxer mix. So medium sized dog, probably 80 pounds. Well,
if I put peanut butter on my nuts, would he lick it off?
Maybe 50, 60 pounds. So about the same weight as you, Tim.
Shut up. You saw Walt, right? My old dog?
Yeah.
Bigger than Walt?
Yes.
By a lot?
Yeah.
50, 60 pounds has no...
Okay. You ever seen my brother's boxer? Dog.
What?
56 pounds, pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty big. Well, Gretchen was like 11 pounds, so it'd be like, you know...
Standing up comes past your knees.
Give me a dog that he looks that he would be the same size as. Smaller than Lassie? Bigger than
Lassie.
Spuds McKenzie.
Bigger than Spuds, significantly bigger than Lassie or Spuds McKenzie.
Bigger than Lassie?
Yes.
Fuck it. The dog wins. I'm done.
Collies aren't that big.
50, 60 pounds is big though.
Yeah.
Especially
Lassie
for
is fucking bigger than Timmy.
Yeah.
Ergo.
Vis-a-vis.
Concordantly.
Dogs carry all their weight in the middle. Their legs are spindly.
All right, well, too late. You lost me.
Okay.
Dog wins. I quit. I've stopped running. I've turned around. I gave up. I was like, is this even going to be on television? Fuck it.
Is anyone recording this? Fuck it.
You got any free Cokes? I'm going to hit the road. All right, well, this one's for one-third of the marbles, so apparently Tim's already fucked, but the 100-meter freestyle.
No, I already quit. I already lost the first two events. I quit.
Okay.
Now, there's no point in going on to the third one.
Now comes the real question. Can Superman rape a three-legged dog?
With ease.
Is that the name of the lube he'll use?
Yeah, with ease. But it's spelled with three Z's.
Oh, I so want to share a story with you, but my wife would kill me. So I can't... Well, I mean, I can probably get away with sharing it with Tim and Noah because she'll never find out, but... certainly not the tan guy.
No, she will fucking find out. As soon as you fucking tell me, I'll text her. But like, guess what fucking Annie told me?
Alrighty. So, Tim loses the Timlympics. Shame be upon him.
Shame was already upon him.
I've already brought shame
now to the...
Now
it's just an extra layer of shame.
The Bab House has been excommunicated from the Klingon Empire.
Now, I was trying to say this while we were actually watching the video. My wife, as soon as you yelled that, she goes, pause it. What the fuck did he just say? Goes,
I was surprised they left it in with no explanation.
Yeah, I love that. She goes, okay, now what does that mean? And I told her. She goes, and what the fuck language is that? I go, Klingon. She goes, Jesus Christ, hit play.
Oh, I also wore, like, I had a parking pass that said Wipeout Contestant when I went to Wipeout, and I pinned it to my Star Trek uniform and walked around D23 with that on.
Nice.
And they're like, you were on Wipeout? I was like, yeah, just last Thursday. Check it out online. All right. How are you? Yeah, I was on Wipeout. How you doing?
Giggity-goo.
Giggity-giggity-giggity.
All right, let's wrap this up.
Yep, put a bow on it.
All right. Well, I'm sorry to have monopolized the entire TanCast.
Oh, no. That was Wipeout-alicious.
People wanted to know.
Those people included Andy and Noah, whom you've been very tight-lipped with.
And tight-ass with. But I like that part.
Yeah, it's okay. I just spit on my dick a little bit, and then I can slide right in.
You know, my thought was we should probably keep this one cleaner than the usual ones, because who knows who will be listening, but apparently I did not do a good job of expressing that to my two partners, because like we came right out of the gate with ass-fucking.
Yep.
It's not a TanCast if there is an ass-fucking.
Bookended by buggery.
Stay classy, San Diego.
You're doing it. You're riding the queef.
Was that Noah?
Wasn't Andy.
Yeah, that was a queef. It was a juicy queef.
Mm. That was your sign-off, huh?
What do you call it when you squirt? Like, if you know how you have your butt can have a Hershey squirt? What if your vagina has, like, a juicy queef? What is that?
Heaven.
All right, everybody. Have a good week.
Night-night.
For listening to this colossal waste of time we like to call the TanCast Podcast. Many props go out to DJ Technoid, who created and composed the official TanCast theme. If you like what you heard today, throw us a review up there at the iTunes Store. Give us maybe a 5-star review. If you really liked what you heard, go ahead and put a link in your Twitter or your Facebook. If you have any comments, feedback, or jokes for Tan Laughs, you can email those to us at fucktards@tancast.com, or you can email us individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at tancast.com. TanCast.com is our official website where you can leave comments on this or any other episode, post comments on our blog, and find links to the official TanCast Twitter page, the official TanCast Facebook page, and the official TanCast Cafe Press store. That's enough shameless plugs for this week. Thanks again for listening to TanCast. You're doing it.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
Welcome. Motherfuckers.
You're here, and you're queer.
Some of you are. Probably.
I'm Tim, the left nut.
What? Oh, Jesus Christ!
Ah, you confused me there, buddy.
I knew this was a fucking train wreck as soon as Annie suggested it.
Annie's supposed to go, right?
No. You go.
I thought Tim wanted to do it in the order that we normally did in.
No, I asked specifically. I said, in that order, and Andy said, yeah.
And you said, I thought you wanted to stick with the same old order. All right. I'm Noah, the nut. Left nut. I'm a nut.
All right. Let's take it back, because you're the right nut. Here we go. Ready, and...
Welcome to Tancast.
Yes, welcome to Tancast, motherfuckers.